Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of the UK Business Morning. We've got a big story to unpack this morning about global vaccine funding and the potential impact on health initiatives in the developing world.
Morning, Alice. Yeah, this is a really important issue. I've been reading about how the Trump administration is halting funding for Gavi, the Global Vaccine Alliance. Kennedy says they haven't justified the billions in US funding they've received.
Right, and this comes from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's now in Trump's government. He's a vaccine skeptic and part of Trump's Make America Healthy Again agenda.
That's interesting. So what's the scale of this funding cut? I mean, how big is the US contribution to Gavi?
Well, Gavi received $300 million from the US in 2024 alone, and the US was the largest donor for its COVID-19 vaccine program.
So this withdrawal is a significant blow, and it's not just the US cutting back. The UK has also reduced its contribution by nearly 25%.
Exactly. The UK government announced it would give £1.25 billion over 5 years starting next year, down from £1.65 billion in the current budget cycle.
And this is part of a broader trend. Norway, another big funder, has also reduced its pledge. Gavi is still about $2.9 billion short of its target.
That's right, and the consequences could be devastating. Janine Madden-Keller from the Centre for Global Development said these cuts will likely lead to an uptick in disease and death from vaccine-preventable diseases.
Wow, that is so concerning. And even the Gates Foundation, another large donor, won't fill the gap. Bill Gates himself has warned that the number of kids dying around the world will likely go up this year.
Yes, and he called for governments to keep funding the Vaccine Alliance. Fully funding Gavi is the single most powerful step we can take to stop it, he said.
It seems like there's a real crisis in global health funding. Gavi needs $9 billion for initiatives, including vaccinating 500 million more children during its 5-year funding cycle starting next year.
And they're still about $2.9 billion short. Gavi has been hit by these cuts from the UK and now the US, which are historically the two biggest donors.
I wonder how Gavi will respond. They said in a statement that they agreed with Kennedy on the need to consider all available science.
That's interesting. They want to continue their partnership with the US government, but with these funding cuts, it's going to be challenging.
And Kennedy's positions have been heavily criticized by vaccination experts. They say he often makes assertions and raises fears without good supporting evidence.
So the US won't contribute more until Gavi can justify scientific accuracy, but the experts are saying his approach is not based on sound evidence.
This is a really complex issue. On one hand, there's a need for accountability and scientific rigor. On the other hand, cutting funding could have real consequences for children's health in the developing world.
Yes, it's a delicate balance, but with the current funding situation, it's clear that the world's poorest countries are going to suffer the most.
And it's not just about the money. It's about the lives that are at stake. I think we need to keep an eye on this story and see how it develops.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining me this morning, Lewis, and thank you for listening to UK Business Morning. We'll be back tomorrow with more business news.